On FM, online, and on the station app. This is Jacaranda Newswatch.
Pretoria peaking at 23 tomorrow, Johannesburg 22, Polokwane up to 21.
Everything into the Bokloon interchange, a mess this afternoon. The N3 from Marlborough Drive all the way down to Germiston is slow. And Pretoria is just one solid queue of traffic up the N1 highway from Brakfontein all the way up past Linwood Road.
Joe Mann with your sport headlines. England thrash SA by 10 wickets in the opener for the World Cup for the two nations. And Frankie Horn returns to lead the Lions against Zebre in the URC.
The Minister of Police, Feroz Khatralia, announced that a South African investigative team will be sent to France following the death of Ambassador Nassim Tetwa. In a statement released by the police, the team will work closely with the French law enforcement authorities to ensure a thorough and transparent investigation. The decision was made after recommendations from the National Police Commissioner, Fanny Masimola. Kamogela Mogotsi is Khatralia's spokesperson.
This collaborative effort aims to support the ongoing inquest and uphold the principles of justice and accountability. The minister stated the following: "The deployment of these investigators reflects our commitment to ensuring that every effort is made to establish the full facts surrounding this tragedy."
In other news, the Commission for Gender Equality has welcomed the Constitutional Court ruling on parental leave. So the court ruled that South African parents can split up their joint 4 months and 10 days of parental leave as they please. This is after a father, Werner van Wyk, was denied 4 months leave by his employer. He wanted to help his wife, who owns her own business. Here is spokesperson Tsietsi Shuping.
It highlights the need to provide equal parental leave benefits. Recognizing and nurturing a child is a shared responsibility, and that the existing framework did not reflect evolving societal norms around parenting.
And the HAU is calling on the Gauteng Department of Health to urgently act against those responsible for the looting of Tembisa Hospital. So this week, the SIU revealed that 2 billion rand has been siphoned from the hospital by businessmen working with the department officials by flaunting procurement processes. Kosatu was also part of the march. The leader in Gauteng, Amos Moniela, addressed the crowd.
We need the MEC to work triple fold together with senior management to ensure that in this department there is no corruption. Today, we are peaceful. We accept everything. Tomorrow, we will not be as peaceful as we are today.
The union handed over a memorandum of demands at the provincial head offices in Marshalltown. Health MEC Nomanto Nkomo Ralioko was not present to accept the grievances. Then we head to the UK. UK police say they may have shot two victims, including one who died after an attack on worshippers at a synagogue yesterday. The admission came as Prime Minister Keir Starmer visited the scene of the car ramming and stabbings. And finally, the City of Cape Town says it's supporting 5 grassroots soccer tournaments over the next 3 weeks. Mayoral Committee Member for Safety and Security, JP Smith, says these tournaments give young players the chance to shine, dream, and take their first steps towards playing at the highest level. I'm Marlene Fouchier, more news at 6.
Coming up just after the music, we will be getting into Alphapalooza. It is our alphabet quiz game. We play it at 10 past 5 every day. If you want to be today's participant, send us a WhatsApp with your name and the word quiz to 084-850-0942. And if you get all 26 right, you could win yourself 5,000 Rand.
Sounds ridiculous to say it like that, but it's our favorite new game. So your name and the word quiz. And then at about 20 past 5 this afternoon, we're sitting down for an exclusive chat with Mr. Jack Parrow. Van Vanant is Van Coke in Vrienden.